This is Holiday Readings and Remembrances, reflections on the season as told by members of the Northern Michigan University and surrounding communities. In this reading, we're going to hear Evelyn Massaro reciting a story by Gretchen Preston of Marquette, who is visually impaired and unable to read her story on air, so Evelyn is taking her place to share this holiday memory with you.
Christmas Majorette. Ever since I can remember, I dreamt of becoming a majorette, a baton-twirling, fringe-booted costume beauty prancing down Main Street. I never missed a holiday parade on TV. The flower-laden floats were nice, but my favorite was the marching bands fronted by the baton twirlers. While the band belted out its tune, my focus was riveted on the precious batons whirling with lightning speed. As the majorette tossed her precious silver stick far above her head, I had to hold my breath. The baton soared like a whirligig in space. Never missing a prancing step, the majorette caught the earthbound baton behind her back, spun around, and marched on. Wow! When I was 9, I committed my young self to obtaining the authentic baton I so desperately needed. I had tired of spinning broomsticks, broken tool handles, and tree branches. The more difficult tricks, including my personal favorite, the behind-the-back catch, was just not happening for me. If I was ever to become a master twirler, I needed a plan. The way I figured it, there were only two ways to get a baton. I could save my allowance or ask Santa for one. That was it. I would write a letter to Santa. Even though it was only October, I tore a piece of notebook paper out of my tablet, clutched the number 2 pencil, and concentrated on my handwriting. "Dear Mr. Claus, sir," I thought it best to be extra polite. "Please put a baton on your sleigh for me. I have been good all year. I have played appropriately with my 4-year-old sister and ignored her when she bugs me. I have helped my mom and dad. I never spend my allowance on junk food and make my bed every morning. For these reasons, I deserve to get a real baton for Christmas. I would like a silver one with white rubber ends. I have been practicing twirling, and I am getting pretty good, thank you." Then I signed my name in cursive and left the letter on the dining room table for my mom to mail to the North Pole. The weeks dragged by. The Thanksgiving Day parades with their teams of baton-twirling beauties made me crazy. Every spare moment I felt driven to practice. My dreams were filled with visions of me leading the marching band, shiny baton in hand. A few days before Christmas, I made a majorette costume from household treasures, a tattered Christmas tablecloth recycled into the perfect majorette skirt. The leather fringe from my mom's sewing box looked great glued on my snow boots. I scored a tie-dyed vest in the giveaway bag. It looked fabulous, decorated with rickrack and sequins. My bratty older brother barged in the bathroom as I was modeling my majorette costume in the mirror. He scoffed at me and told me I looked stupid. What did he know? I looked great. I was all ready to prance down our street with my shiny new baton on Christmas Day. When Christmas morning finally arrived, I spied a long, thin present under the tree. The gift tag was from Santa, and it was for me. The familiar reindeer wrapping was twisted at the ends and tied with curly red ribbon. It resembled a Christmas Tootsie Roll. It had to be the real baton I had asked Santa for. One by one, we opened our presents. Mother insisted we not rip the paper and carefully remove the ribbons. Our family was notorious for reusing holiday paper year after year. The bows and curly ribbon were returned to their box, and the tired gift wrap folded neatly in a pile. It was a family tradition for our father to play Santa Claus. He chose a gift for each kid, and then one for him and Mom. We had to watch everyone open his or her gift before going on to the next unveiling. Each time it was my turn to be delivered a gift, he passed over the colorfully wrapped tubular package. I knew better than to accuse him of avoiding letting me open the one and only gift I had been longing for. He liked to save the special gift for the last one for each of us to open. It was his way of ending the package opening with a final crescendo. Sitting in my pajamas, surrounded by 3 new pairs of Christmas socks, a new bathrobe, and some new socks, there was only one gift left under the tree with my name on it. Yes, it was the long, thin tube, wrapped in brightly colored paper with the ends twisted like a Tootsie Roll. My father picked it up and laid it in my lap. The moment I had been waiting for, practicing for, and dreaming of had finally arrived. It took all of my 9-year-old strength not to rip the holiday paper to shreds. Past Christmases had taught me better. My hands were trembling with excitement. Gingerly, I untied the curly ribbon from the ends of the tube. Carefully, I untwisted the wrapping paper. My heart was pounding. This was it. I slipped my fingers inside the packaging, feeling a hard rubber end of what I prayed to be my long-awaited baton. In a split second, I pulled the shiny new baton out of the tube. It was exactly what I had asked Santa for, silver with pure white ends. I almost jumped out of my pajamas, I was so thrilled. Then my mother spoke with that authoritarian tone she used when she really meant to make her point. "There are a few rules that go along with that baton, young lady," she announced. "There will be no baton twirling in the house. If you toss the baton in the air, you must keep your eye on it. And I do not want you to give yourself a concussion with that thing." I acknowledged her rules and excused myself to go put on the majorette outfit while she made breakfast for the family. I sped down the stairs to my bedroom, closing the door. Immediately, I twirled the fabulous new baton around and around. It worked great. It was perfect. I could hardly wait to get outside and give it a full-fledged whirl. I climbed into my majorette skirt, pulled on the decorated vest over my pajama top, and stuffed my bare feet into the fringe boots. I shot back up the stairs to the back door. My dream of becoming a real live majorette was only a few steps away. I just needed to make it out to the backyard, and my professional twirling career could begin. Arriving breathless at the back door, standing between me and my long-awaited future, was my bratty little sister. She was looking out the screen door window with her new play binoculars. "Get out of my way," I snarled. She turned to me and stuck out her tongue. Then she made a final mistake. She grabbed my baton. I yanked it out of her grubby little hand and bonked her on the head with the rubber end. It bounced against her head and back into my hand with perfect balance. I didn't bonk her hard, just a firm tap. She screamed and ran to the kitchen to tattle on me. I opened the door and shot outside. I had barely gotten one good toss and a twirl completed when my mother came flying down the back stairs. In one swoop, she snatched my baton with one hand and picked me up by the pajama collar with the other. She was really upset. As she dragged me and my baton to the garage, she was muttering something about me having used my baton as a weapon and how I could have injured my little sister and this would never happen again. I really did not understand what was happening until she stood me right in front of the garbage can and lifted the lid. With her angry eyes burning into mine, she told me to kiss my baton goodbye forever. Then, to my horror, she made me jam my baton deep into the stinky trash. She warned me not to try to retrieve it and to go apologize to my little sister. As my mother slammed the garbage lid closed, my career as a majorette prancing in front of the marching band came to a bitter end. So many years ago, I was that fringe-booted costume beauty waiting for her silver baton to return to Earth. For a fleeting moment, with a spin, a big smile, and a lightning-fast twirl, I was the Christmas majorette.
Holiday Readings and Remembrances is a Public Radio 90 production produced at the facilities of WNMU-FM at Northern Michigan University. I'm your producer and host, Stan Wright. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.